know what I'm more surprised by. That nearly half of Americans carry backup underwear with them, or that 70% of those people who do carry spare underwear have used their spare underwear.
I just made you say underwear.
Thank you, Bare Naked Ladies.
I love that song.
Does that surprise
you?
I mean, I'm shocked by this.
You know, here's the thing. I was just helping my daughter pack some things, and one of the products she had was in a little plastic sealed bag, and it said pocket underpants is what it was called. So you could put the little thing in your back pocket, or you could slip it in a purse in case.
Wait a second. She has a bag labeled pocket underpants,
yeah,
in which to carry spare underwear?
She purchased, it was a gift she got that has underwear in it, right? A little pair of underwear. You can buy that.
So your daughter is one of the Americans that carries spare underwear
I guess she is. I'd never seen it before.
Nearly half of us do it? That means that somebody in this building,
yeah,
in this room maybe,
sure,
carries spare underwear. Do you?
I do not.
Producer Jessica, you're the hip youngster of the group here. Do you... do you carry spare underpants?
I do not. But I will tell you, I am going to now. I don't know why I never have before. Because we have a kit here that we call the OS kit.
Uh-huh.
Just in case for
hang on, producer
what?
Jessica.
We have a kit called the OS.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where is that kit?
You've used it many times. That's what has all the Tylenol,
the
lotion, the
stain remover.
That's called the OS. Kit?
Yeah.
I had no idea. The OS kit. Well, good to know. Yeah. Reasons that people carry spare underwear, obviously there's one reason, but others, they plan to change clothes during the day, mm-hmm, like after going to the gym.
Sure.
They are clumsy. They might spill something on themselves. I don't know how it gets...
Well, if it soaks into your pants, honey.
Okay. Yeah. I never knew this was a thing. Thankfully, fingers crossed, I should probably knock wood when I say this, I've never had a reason to use spare underpants, but you never know until you need it.
Well, listen, it isn't always a biological emergency, like we're saying. If you sit in something or you spill something.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It seems obvious.
Once you
say it, like, I mean, it seems pretty simple to just go ahead and throw a pair of spare drawers in your bag.
It doesn't take up a lot of room, especially girls' underpants. I mean, it's very small space.
Now, remember, you're talking to a guy, I shared this story last month when I was a horrible, horrible feeling in the San Diego airport restroom when I found myself completely toilet paperless. That wasn't a square of TP in the entire restroom. And I got a great text from a listener that said, why don't you just carry those disposable wipes in your backpack? I'm like, oh my God, that's a brilliant idea. I mean, you never know you need it until you do need it. And thank God you have it. So if you're putting together what Jessica calls an OS kit,
what else needs to be in there?
I never knew that's what it meant. Until just this second. What else do you need to put in there? It's kind of insurance. Well, no, it's not kind of. It's insurance for you. Spare underpants, they're in there. Man wipes, they're in there. What else? 833-287-1037. We're putting together an emergency kit, an OS kit, as Tammy and Jessica call it. What are you going to throw in there as well? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. Unbeknownst to us, until today, more than 50% of Americans carry a spare pair of underpants with them.
It makes sense. They're small. You can tuck them in anywhere.
I also just found out that producer Jessica, in her office, has a kit full of antacid, a lotion, hand sanitizer, Tylenol, that she calls the OS kit. Blank kit. I'm learning all these things. What are you putting in your personal OS kit, Ashley?
So I'm one of those people that have always had one. One of the things I carry extra underwear for is if you get spilled on. I have kids, and if you get spilled on, sitting in wet underwear is not fun.
It is not.
All right.
I keep nail clippers, hair ties, baby powder. I keep butt wipes. And Tums, and like Tylenol, ibuprofen.
Look at you. You are always prepared. You're the perfect friend to have along on a trip. That's for sure.
Thanks, Ashley. Kyle in Lakeside, what's in your personal emergency kit?
You got to have duct tape and 550 cord, because you can fix anything with those two things.
What's 550 cord? I should know this.
It's like a military cord that's high strength.
Yeah, oh, I know exactly.
Tammy. Of course. Come on.
You didn't know what it was. You shut up.
I don't know a 550 from a 549 cord. I'm not going to lie to you. I have no idea what he's talking
about.
That's
awesome.
Thanks,
Kyle.
Thanks, pal.
Paul and Ramona, what's in your personal emergency kit?
about a first aid kit and maybe a bottle of bourbon, because let's face it, if you're digging into the OS kit, you might need the bottle of bourbon.
It's good thinking. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Paul. Shannon in Oceanside, what's in your personal emergency kit, the OS kit?
I call it a go bag, but personally I have like medication in there. I do have extra underwear, extra clothes for me and Austin. We live in fire country. His sister had to evacuate from L.A. last night. You should always have a go bag.
Yeah, that's totally true.
I feel like I'm woefully unprepared for life. In my backpack right now, I got a bottle of hot sauce. That's going to help, right?
If you need emergency.
Man, cleaning. I need my tongue to burn right now.
Sergio in Chula Vista, what's in your personal emergency bag? Oh, the OS bag.
You know what? I always try to carry a small can of Lysol. I kind of picked up on some things from COVID, and one of the things that is my biggest fears is public toilets.
Yeah.
But you gotta go, man. So, you know, if you're at an airport and, you know, you're in a sticky situation, you know, the can of Lysol will do you just that, you know, that reassurance that you're going to be fine.
If there's ever been a room more in need of a Lysol factory, mm-hmm. it's an airport restroom.
Yeah. Thanks, Sergio. Wow, all these new things to think about. But you know what, John? I kind of like the fact that you have hot sauce, because you'll never be bored with what you eat. Although, you know, it's you don't put it on a muffin, yeah. I guess.
But I should probably have more important things in my OS kit than a bottle of Frank's. I mean, come on, man.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station 103.7 KSON.